What do we got today? We're going to talk about Giants in the Grand Canyon.
Bonus content, Nathan, for our members only. Put on your members only jacket, your members only 2000s black zip-up sweatshirt you got going there, Nate.
That's right. If you are a member, you get to hear this whole show on Giants in the Grand Canyon. And we've heard a lot of stories, and I'm actually texting a guy right now that dug up giant bones in Arizona, Luke, trying to get him to come on the show.
Well, you know what happens if you go on the show and you start announcing you found giant bones, because said giant bones disappear, and or they threaten you with prison time.
Yeah.
While our friend Roger Saker and his serpent mound, which he may not excavate any further.
And like we've heard on this show before, lots of mysterious things happen. This is a great story, Luke. It comes out of the Phoenix Gazette, April 5th, 1909. And I've been having fun digging around some of these archives, chroniclingamerica.gov.
Yeah. Sounds like some of the work our friend Travis is doing down in Texas, where he documents article upon article upon article that was late 1800s, early 1900s of these giant skeletons being found. Mm-hmm. Some even in where we live, in the area we live, where there was one here in Franklin, Tennessee, where I call home, found in a well. Where's that well, Nate? I want to find it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we've talked to Mary Joyce about the giants being in Catalina Island. So if we look at this, like, they came in through Roger's backyard, they rolled down through Ohio Valley, they made it over to the West Coast.
Yeah, and we talked a lot about this on our episode with Chief Joseph Riverwind and his wife, Dr. Laurelyn Riverwind, about the Native American lore, like the pre-history of North America. And there's plenty of oral tradition with the tribes that were here about giant tribes. We talked about yellow hair in one of our early episodes. We talked about the red hair giants out in Nevada. And we have an episode coming up, Derek Holson, and we talk at length about Lovelock Cave and what happened there. And the Riverwinds did touch on that. And so I think it's fascinating that we have this rich history and oral history of these giants. And we would assume that it got expelled from Canaan during the conquest of the Holy Land, as we find in the Bible. And they were here.
Yeah, they were all over.
They were all over. And they were, you know, and we have ancient copper mines in the Great Lakes areas. We have mounds and mound builders and serpent mounds and all the stuff that our friends Judd and Doug Van Dorn love to talk about. Mm-hmm. We're finding these things here on our side of the planet. I think it's maybe eye-opening to a lot of people these days, because so much of that history has either been erased or ignored, you know, in light of a more preferred narrative.
The preferred narrative is on the scene again, because the Smithsonian has their fingers on this one. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Blurry Creatures week after week and subscribing to the show. We appreciate it. If you want to become a member and listen to this episode as well as other unreleased episodes and content, you get access to long episodes as well. You get your own RSS feed right to your phone and everything comes straight to you. No logging into the back end. But we're also doing a members chat this Monday, November 8th. So if you like the show and you want to support Luke and I and keep this thing rolling, and help us make more content, blurrycreatures.com/members. We appreciate all you guys for listening. And this is just an extra episode midweek for those who support the show. Thanks so much.